You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new government proposal would see the maternity hospital stay periods extended from 48 hours to 72 hours. The change would reduce stress on parents and allow more time to adjust with hospital support. To discuss the change and other support for new parents, I spoke to senior lecturer at the University of Auckland, Dr. Charlotte Oyston, about this proposal to increase the maternity hospital stay period. Today we're going to be talking about a proposal to extend maternity hospital stays. What is the proposal and how would it compare to the current system?
So the proposal is for a change in legislation to provide new mothers or other birthing parents with a 72 hours of postpartum care stay, which is higher than the current 48 hours that they're entitled to.
And why is the extension of maternity hospital stays important?
So there's a lot going on in those first few days after birth, and you know, for the birthing parents, you know, there's obviously like some pain, you're establishing breastfeeding, there are mood changes, there's like perineal and bladder care, and having a little bit of extra time to facilitate that in a maternity care setting could be really important for some people. We have a lot of resources in the maternity care facilities which are accessible to people, for example, like lactation consultants or physiotherapy, as well as the midwives and doctors to support parents. And I think, you know, while not everyone might want or need that, having that choice is really important.
And if we're looking at easing people into, I guess, becoming a new parent or taking care of a newly born child, if we're looking at support that the government can provide to these parents, what kind of things do we see at the moment and what kind of improvements could we see moving forward?
Well, I think having, you know, the choice, I think, you know, for some people there might be a real or perceived pressure to move from the hospital, and if they would benefit from staying in hospital or a maternity care facility, having that choice is important for them. In terms of, you know, other things that, you know, could be done or other things that are helpful, making sure that support is also available in the community. There's lots of resources available out there in the community already, but they might be difficult to recognise or navigate, especially for first-time parents. So making sure that, you know, those resources that already exist in the community are supported, and giving people the assistance to be able to navigate and tap into those.
Yeah, and if we're looking at something like maternity leave or paid early childhood education or care, could those systems be improved, I guess, moving forward for parents?
Yeah, gosh, I guess anything is going to be helpful. You know, we all know the cost of living is really quite high and that's going to impact on new parents as well as the rest of us. So I think anything which eases that is going to benefit, you know, new families and the next generation as well.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I mean, I guess I'm really supportive of increasing funding to maternity services and expanding the choices that you know, new parents have to support the well-being of both themselves and their babies.
That was senior lecturer at the University of Auckland, Dr. Charlotte Oyston, speaking to me about a proposal to increase the maternity hospital stay period. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.